She cannot see what hit him, or what he might have hit, or else the street itself had risen up to smite him. It is not only those things we most fear that do that, she reminds herself. It was a match factory, Stone Street says, having greeted her and ushered her into two stories of lofted open plan, dark gleaming hardwood stretching to a wall of glass that opens on a full-length balcony. Candlelight. We're looking for something else. He's wearing a black cotton dress shirt, its French cuffs unlinked and flapping. The at-home version of that new but slept-in look, she supposes. It's not Tribeca. No, it's not, she thinks, neither in square footage nor in volumes of space. Hub's on the deck, just arrived. Drink? Hub? Been in Houston, Stone Street winks. Bet it would be Hube if they had their druthers. Hube, Big End, Lombard. Case's dislike of Big End is indeed personal, albeit second-hand, a friend having been involved with the man in New York back in, as the kids had recently quit saying, the day. Margot, the friend from Melbourne, had always referred to him as a Lombard, which Case had at first thought might be a reference somehow to his Belgianness, until learning upon finally asking that it was Margot's acronym for Loads of Money but a Real Dickhead. As things had progressed between them, mere Lombardhood had scarcely covered it. Stone Street, at the wet bar sculpted into a corner of the kitchen's granite island, passes her, at her request, a tall glass of ice and fizzy water, garnished with a twist of lemon. On the wall to her left is a triptych by a Japanese artist whose name she forgets, 3 4x8 panels of plywood hung side by side. On these have been silkscreened in layers, logos, and big-eyed manga girls, but each successive layer of paint has been sanded to ghostly translucency, varnished, then overlaid with others, which have in turn been sanded, varnished. The result for Case being very soft, deep, almost soothing, but with the uneasy hallucinatory suggestion of panic about to break through. She turns and sees Big End through glass leading to a balcony, hands on the rain-slick railing, his back to her, in some sort of raincoat, and what seems to be a cowboy hat. "How do you think we look?" Big End asks. "To the future." He looks as though he's somehow, in spite of the evening's cunningly vegan cuisine, been infused with live extract of hot beef. He's florid, glossy, bright-eyed, very likely bushy-tailed as well. The dinner conversation has been mercifully uneventful, with no mention of Dorothea or Blue Ant, and for this, Case is grateful.